If I wave my fingers. Hello, everyone. My name is Martin Grant. I'm the Dean of Science. I've been told not to stand too close to the camera, which apparently I did yesterday, so that the world will see less of me and more of the speakers. We have this event, Soup and Science, at the beginning of every term, and the idea is to give our students an idea of what is being done and what research opportunities there are for people across campus. I'm the Dean of the Faculty of Science, so I guess I'm the spokesperson for science. But science is done on not only in the Faculty of Science, but practically all the faculties within the university. And so today we have people from Agriculture and Environmental Sciences campus, as well as from the medical faculty to speak to us. The reason we started this was because we started doing it in departments. Within the university, we were hiring 100 professors a year since about 2001, 2002. In my faculty, most of the professors now have been hired since that point. And there came this period when we started to lose track of who everybody was. And so we'd have kind of icebreakers or drinks, basically, sankasets, where people would get together and introduce themselves to their new colleagues in the department. And the only thing people had in common with each other, of course, you know, they're scientists, so they would talk about their science and present quickly what they do for a couple of minutes, and then they would have a Coke or a rum and Coke or something and be able to get to know each other a bit. And it seemed like quite a good idea, so we decided we'd copy it at the faculty level and introduce you guys to the some of the professors. Every day we will have, this week, we have five or six professors in different areas, and sometimes it's very interesting and spooky the way what they're doing will be related to each other, even though the people who show up are basically showing up based on their own personal schedules when they're able to make it here. The way it works is everyone will speak for no more than exactly 3 minutes, or else I will have to intervene, which has never happened, actually, so, which is not a challenge to anybody. And at the end of it, there'll be six skill testing questions, and then a demonstration of athletic prowess by me. It's going to be quite pathetic. And then afterwards, we can have sort of soup outside and some sandwiches and Coke and stuff. And the professors, I'll encourage you guys to jump the line and go stand by the staircase and get your food first. And the students, I would encourage you to talk to the prof. And people really enjoy talking about the research and don't feel shy at all about people and saying what you will to them. Today's speakers are Jean-Benoît Chadon from Plant Science. He's on first, actually. Then Ben Forrest from Geography. Peshman Hakigi from Physiology. Dave Hanna from Physics. Yula Zantrizos from Chemistry. And Melissa Volrath is our cleanup hitter from Neurology and Neurosurgery and Physiology. Okay, so I get the fun of standing up here like I do things rather than just being a straight man. But other people do the work of organizing this, and I'd like to recognize them right now. First, for administrative details of how to become involved in undergraduate research, the tallest man in the room, Victor Chisholm, who has to stand up at this point to demonstrate his height, we'll be standing out there, so you need to come up to Victor and ask him how administratively you would get involved with research. And some of it, it's not on the screen right now, but some of it you would have seen earlier, 16 ways to be involved in research. The other people who are doing the come on up and have a seat. Don't be shy. The other people who've done the work of organizing it today are Catherine Peterson, Tony DiPaola Bellavo, Jennifer Campampati, Saisa Pinero, and volunteers from the undergraduates on the Science Undergraduate Society, and of course the professors who are